Hey, After Buzzers, we finally have the answer. Miller is who died at the wedding. We are talking How to Get Away with Murder, Season 5, Episode 8, right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Guess who chose the song? Your boy.
CJ chose the song, y'all. Hey, After Buzzers, thank you so much for tuning in to that crazy, crazy mid-season finale. Crazy. We are all having a lot of feelings about this episode because it was just a crazy one. I'm your host, April Wissenhant, joined by my lovely panel as always.
Hey, guys, Jamie Gray.
What's up? CJ Walker, back at it.
Y'all, we have so much good stuff for you tonight. Of course, yeah. We're going to have Keating's Best. We have some special news and gossip and some really good predictions that we've been working on. Before we fully get into it, I got to know what y'all thought.
I thought that they did a great build-up to this episode. We're all wondering who the hell was in the snow. So we had our predictions right about who was in the snow and about Gabriel. We had that right. I told you guys one of my predictions was that he could possibly be Sam's son with another woman because, you know, Sam was kind of frisky. But I really liked this episode, and I'm just so happy that Oliver is alive.
Yes, I really also did love this episode. I was kind of underwhelmed with who died. I was just like, And then also I was underwhelmed how they ended the episode with Gabriel, because I thought I wanted him to be the one dead, or like I wanted something bigger to happen with that whole story.
Yeah.
You wanted more deaths?
More what?
Oh, you want more people to die?
Well, no, I just wanted something.
Like, who else would you want it to die? Dear God.
No, but I just wanted something else bigger to happen with Gabriel besides him just, like, showing up in the house.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how much could they give us, really, I guess? But first of all, I'm happy with the episode because what did I say? Pat on my back that Miller was dead and the body was talking to Nate.
Yep.
Wait, didn't you say that someone had a feather hat on?
We did.
I did say something about that.
It was probably a palm tree in the way while they were
Nate
filming.
I told you, it was just the shadow of a tree. Nate has nothing on his head.
Actually, literally, he has nothing
on
his head.
It's predictions. Okay.
Yes, it was clearly the trees. But I feel a little weird. I like the episode, let's say that. I do feel a little weird about how it happened, only because, and obviously we're going to get into this, but, you know, straight out, obviously Miller's the one that's dead. And I feel a little weird because I don't think he's the one that actually set Nate's dad up.
I agree.
And you see the look on his face. I told CJ this when we were watching, like, a person that's lying doesn't react in that way. Like, his voice got really high. Literally, he's like, what are you talking about? And when people lie on this show, typically you can always tell. And to me, it just seemed like he wasn't. But the episode opens up with Laurel. So we're going to go chronologically tonight instead of our character breakdown like we normally do, because it's all just all over the place tonight. We start off the episode with Laurel, Frank, and Bonnie, and they're talking about the Gabriel situation, and Laurel is so upset because Michaela asked him to the wedding, and she has to protect her, and yada, yada, yada. And they talk multiple times, actually, throughout the episode about how they can't tell anyone else. The only way to keep everyone safe is to keep them in the dark, essentially, meaning, you know, all their other friends and other people in the show, obviously. Knowing what we know now, why do y'all think, to me, I don't think it's such a big deal. Why do y'all think that to them, like, Bonnie's like, that's the only way we'll keep everyone alive is by not telling them about Gabriel or who Gabriel is?
I mean, clearly they're all suspecting something about Gabriel. They know who he is, but I think that they didn't want to tell the Keating Five because they were also involved in Sam's death.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you think about people like Michaela, how could she handle something like this? How could Asher handle something like this? It's just, you don't necessarily want people like them to know something like this because you don't know what they'll do. Especially Michaela. You just can't trust her. And Connor, and it's their wedding. Like, it's just
Asher
too much.
Yeah.
You know that.
But they're all crazy, basically. Yeah, no. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with everything she just said.
I guess I just think that it does make sense. Like, even though, you know, he is Sam's son from is that person his first wife? I assume that's his first wife.
Well, that's what Annalise had said. She said his first wife from the previous seasons, and she was the other woman. But I wasn't quite sure if it was his first wife or it was just someone else that he had an affair with because he was getting around.
So. Let's go ahead and just assume, because they talk about it multiple times, that it's from his first wife.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that would have come up at some point before, but obviously that's why it's a TV show. I guess it's just a little weird to me because now Frank's having the thing of, like, well, maybe Gabriel doesn't even know who he is. Like, obviously, because we haven't seen him.
But clearly he does.
Well, yeah, now we know he does. But it's like, maybe for a second I was like, maybe he, you know, he doesn't know who his dad is because we didn't see him or hear him about him or talk about him in any other season. So, you know, one could assume that Sam maybe didn't know that he had a son. No, but Sam did. Oh, you didn't see signature, but his name was just on the birth certificate. Yeah.
I think he probably knew, but maybe the mother, maybe she was so distraught, so she kind of turned to drugs to kind of cope with that, since he said his mom also dealt with substance abuse. So that's what I'm kind of thinking.
Or maybe clearly he has to know. Annalise knew, so obviously he has to know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Annalise knew.
Or maybe Annalise found out.
Yeah.
And then
just dug and then didn't tell Sam.
And the year was 94. We don't know if this is, like, a significant birth year, but do we know the exact time that Annalise had her miscarriage, I guess, with the accident?
No, I think we can officially put it to bed, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Let's just do it.
I'm just looking at CJ here.
I'm just saying... Let's move on.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. I want to know what y'all think in chat as far as like whether Sam knew or, you know, because I guess we technically will probably never know, or maybe we will once the show comes back. I don't think that's necessarily significant no matter what, but it was just a little weird to me that it was so intense. Like, that's how you're going to keep everyone alive. Like, because really, isn't that big of a deal Sam had a kid?
If Frank ends up having to kill Gabriel, then if no one else knows, then that's what's keeping them safe.
Is it that big of a deal that he's Sam's son? I don't find it to be a big deal, honestly. Other than he knows that they killed him, that would be a big deal.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Like, I think that's why he's suspicious, because he's like, I want to know more. So he wants to hang around and be around Annalise and learn more about her.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's just back for revenge, being like, you're the other woman, you ruined my
family,
and I'm here to kill you.
Yeah.
But what can he really do? You know, like,
he can kill her. That's what he can
kill Annalise, but it's just like, is he really just blaming it all on Annalise? Does he know enough about it?
She said that she was the other woman.
So yeah, but like, it's never just one person's fault.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it takes two to tango, but like, she clearly knew that he was a married man or like had someone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his mom died from, you know, drug problems or alcoholism.
And she probably like found out about Annalise and turned to drugs. And
exactly.
Then he's like, you killed my mom, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. But the scene where he walks up to her later in the church, I mean, I guess now we know it wasn't so genuine. But at the time, I thought he seemed very genuine. He didn't seem angry with Annalise.
I knew he did something, especially when she spilled the purse. Like, he clearly took something.
He was a little too aggressive, but in a good way. But he was like at the same time, it was just too much. I mean, it's Rome Flynn. It's Gabriel. But just even the way that he came up on her in the church, like, it just, I didn't sense.
He was just like so close, and I was like, can you get out of her?
Did
she pretend
to be your professor?
She was so close.
Well, yeah, she was drunk because he got right there, and then she was already there, so she was just like,
Yeah. Well, it brought me back, and I know I'm probably going to get killed for saying this, and I know he's not Wes and whatever. Obviously, he's very different than Wes. But it brought me back to that one scene, not last season, but the season before, where they're in the bathroom, and he's helping her, and she's throwing up. And I literally was watching like this because I thought she was going to kiss him.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that same feeling for a second tonight. And I was like, oh, dear God, please don't let this happen. Obviously, it's just because she's drunk. And, you know, when you're drunk, you get close to someone and whatever. But I thought he seemed, I didn't think it was aggressive. I mean, his comment was a little off, but I thought he seemed genuinely like
close. Yeah, he was on her
bubble. I guess I thought she was close to him, not him he close to her.
He started it. Yeah, he started it, and she was drunk, so she was just like there.
She was like, "Oh, I like it. You want to get aggressive?"
Oh, yeah, that's what I like. That.
There's that hand. She was ready.
I think she was just trying to hold her balance on him. I don't know about all that.
But I guess I like it because she does, in a way, at this point, seems like she needs a little help, and he knows that her drinking again obviously has happened because of Nate Senior's case and all that went along with that. And, you know, his mom, obviously, she went through a traumatic event and look what happened to her. So I guess that's why it seemed genuine. But, yeah, him showing up in her house later
Those floor creaks? Yeah, that was too much.
That was so creepy.
Yeah.
Before all of that happens, we have, of course, it's wedding night. More bad stuff was going to go on with that, but I'm thankful that it didn't, because they deserve their moment. They've been through it all. But I like the little speeches that each of their parents gave. Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking about their speeches.
Oh, their speeches were amazing. But like when they're at the house before, I guess like rehearsal dinner or whatever it is, and their parents are giving these speeches. Oliver's mom's was amazing, but then there's obviously this weird tension between Connor's mom and dad because, you know, they were married for a long time and then they got divorced and he's like, oh, by the way, I'm gay. So, you know, not the simplest of situations that they've ever been through. And, of course, we've seen in previews that Asher ends up, you know, doing some nasty stuff to Connor's mom, which we saw tonight.
Asher, you dirty dog.
Right? What did y'all think about the whole at the house where Connor's mom is, like, kind of flirting with Asher and he's upset because of Michaela? Mm-hmm. I mean, we knew that it was going to happen already because of the preview, but I'm just like, tell her you're upset. Don't go hook up with Connor's mom.
I know, but it's Asher, and I know you love Asher, CJ, but it's like Asher just has this immaturity, and Connor's mom, they were both very vulnerable. They see their exes living their best life, so I feel like it made them, you know, I mean, literally, like, Connor's dad has his own boo, and Michaela is flirting with whoever. So,
grinning from ear to ear the whole time.
And, of course, a couple nights before, Asher had heard them.
Okay,
oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that triggers something within him. So I think they both just needed to fill that void.
Yeah. Does it make you – the way that Asher is now acting and that Michaela is kind of being – does it make you want a thing between them again or
between
no?
Between Asher and the mom?
And No. And Michaela. Like how he now is finally not kind of taking a turn. So you don't want them to get back together at all?
No, I think Asher can do so much better than Michaela. Why are you making that face?
I'm just...
No, but
you,
like,
think Asher could do better than Michaela?
I mean...
Vice versa. What?
Okay, maybe that's a bad choice of words, because Michaela is a very strong, independent woman.
Yeah.
She's smart and everything. She's just a little too smart. Like a smart aleck. But no, Asher, like, especially when he said that thing about... What do you say? He said, like, I'm just trying to find someone to love. Wait, what do you remember what he said? He said
at the very,
like,
end?
No, at the beginning, when they were, like, talking about, I think maybe it was at the wedding. He said
when he was talking to Michaela, he said, "It's I'm just tired of not being good enough or not being enough or something like
when
that.
When he said that, I was like, dang, like, Asher, you could do so much better.
Yeah.
Like, for someone who, you could find someone who actually, better in a sense, like, you can find someone who actually cares for you and will be there for you, for your needs, for your immaturity, for everything.
So he needs a high schooler who's 18 or older. What? Who's 18 or older. Somebody young, because that's the only one who would be right for Asher.
Why?
He's just too immature.
Just because he's immature? No.
Okay.
I want to, just for a quick second, because I was looking through chat, Gabriel's mom is alive. And I was saying she was dead because you know, he was talking to her on the phone earlier. And I think I'm pretty sure
talking to her?
Not tonight, but like in past episodes. Remember,
he's like, "Hey, mom." He was like pretending to talk.
I don't think so. Everyone in chat saying that she's alive. So, yeah, she must just not be in a good place, obviously, because of drugs and alcohol or whatever.
Asher needs to sit in a corner and eat cereal.
Avalon Park.
You should have just sat there and ate cereal.
No. Asher is the man.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a good guy. He seems like he's genuinely looking for someone to care for.
Yeah.
And run over.
And he found that in Connor's mom.
I love it. Yes, he did. Connor's dad also kind of brings up this whole thing with Oliver again, because remember back in the day, he tried to break Connor and Oliver up. Mm-hmm. And Oliver just like refuses to look at him the whole time. And, you know, Connor very sweetly points out that his dad paid for everything and that, you know, they need to kind of like, he's not forcing Oliver to get past it in any way, shape, or form, but he's like, you know, you won't even look at him. And they end up having this sweet moment, I guess, at the wedding, where I think his dad like meant well by it, when, because he says to Oliver, you know, please, I appreciate you so much. You know, you obviously, Connor loves you. You know, they have this sweet, it's what seems like a sweet moment. And then he's like, but I need you to promise me that you protect him, essentially protect him from himself. And Oliver definitely did not look like he was feeling that.
Yeah, he was not feeling that at all. I think there needs to be more closure surrounding Connor's dad and just his whole intention with that, because I just felt that whole moment was awkward. Even with them dancing together, no matter what their sexuality is, you just don't usually see that. So I didn't understand. It just didn't feel genuine to me. Yeah, I don't think that Oliver was feeling that at all. He's just like, who are you? You haven't been in Connor's life like that. Like, you're just here. You almost didn't get an invite, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, I also agree. I don't understand his dad's, like, part even in the episode. Why was it even there?
Well, I mean, he paid for the wedding, so they had to have him there.
But, like, why did he have to have lines?
I don't know. I guess they needed to have something. But it did bring up the whole, you know, it brings that conflict back into it and to, like, let it be known that it's quote-unquote resolved, because it doesn't really seem like it is. It made me think of, you know, like a father telling, you know, a daughter's boyfriend, like, mm-hmm. you better not do anything to my daughter.
Right.
But it was different. He's like, protect him from himself. And I think Oliver almost took it offensively, because it's like, what are you, like, those are the parts that I love about him the most,
or you know? That he may have been scared, like, what do you mean that, you know, is there something more that I don't know about, because you about Connor, because you learn more once you get married, so it's like, ugh, I don't know.
That's true. I don't know. Connor's dad, peace out, even though I'm glad he's happy with his boo, I guess,
for now.
Yeah, exactly. I want to, of course, talk about Miller kind of peeping into the episode, but Jamie, you have some stuff for the people first?
Yes. Hey, After Buzzers. So our network produces so many after shows for nearly all of your favorite shows, like I'm sure this one, and I'm sure you have plenty of others, and you'll see us, some familiar faces, on all of these other after shows. We do everything from, like, reality TV, sci-fi, drama, which you're watching now, challenge shows, anything that you can think of. So we would love for you to subscribe. And, of course, like this video, comment, keep the conversation going. And by subscribing, YouTube is going to recommend more shows for you to watch. It's going to tailor that specifically to what you want. So don't worry about notifications. If you want them, click the bell. If you don't want them, don't click the bell. Simple as that. And thank you for watching us, the ESPN of TV Talk.
Hey, let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Miller kind of pops into tonight's episode when he visits I guess, is picking Bonnie up for mm-hmm. the wedding. And he starts telling her, you know, saying negative things about Annalise. Basically, like, he's not forcing her to choose, but essentially that's kind of what Bonnie feels. And while he is saying all of these things to her, like, Annalise...
You're talking about Miller right now.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, Annalise doesn't care for you. She's using you. Bonnie is having these flashes of all the moments that Miller helped with mm-hmm. this whole Nate Sr. case situation.
She's putting it all together.
Exactly. But is she? I don't know. But she's thinking about how he was going to, you know, got him moved up, and how he had this contact, like, at the governor's office.
I would honestly feel so bad if it wasn't Miller for Bonnie, because she did that. She's already gone through so much in her life. And then if Nate finds out that Miller wasn't the one who killed his dad.
Yeah.
And then he has to also figure out if he wants to tell Bonnie and, like, crush her again.
Yeah.
That's going to be, I feel bad for
Bonnie.
Yeah.
While of course, there are way more details, but in chat, I want to know if y'all think that Miller is actually the one that ordered the kill on Nate's dad.
I don't think that either. I think it was actually really bogus of them to just take this picture of him at a telephone and be like, this is when he was calling. And even Bonnie, like, you could see the, you know, the gears grinding in her head where she's like, who is he calling? But I think she's just kind of over it at this point. Like, especially with Nate, I actually thought she was going to be more pissed at Nate. Yeah. I felt like because of Nate's just kind of ruining everything for her. He's killing her boyfriend, could have been fiance. Well, not kill it, but like he's beating him to a pulp.
Yeah.
He's spilled the beans about her sister and her long lost son. Like, it's just too much. And I just really feel bad for Bonnie this entire season.
Yeah.
Her whole life.
For sure, feel awful for Bonnie after tonight, because I think the same thing. I don't think Miller did it. I think that it was weird to me that, you know, Bonnie being so educated and whatever, obviously they're so paranoid at this point, but it's like she gets this little, she doesn't even have at this moment, you know, the tip about him calling the warden yet. Like, this is when they're in the house and she's starting to think of all this stuff. She doesn't even know that. So it to me, I'm like, everything that he's saying checks out. Like, he's telling you that he helped in this way by getting his contact, you know, to give him some information. He was going to get Nate's dad moved up. He's the DA or the interim DA, whatever. That's all legitimate information. So to me, at first, it was almost weird that Bonnie was taking it in such a different way. Obviously, she was doing it because of how negative he was about Annalise.
Right.
And so I guess that made her think that, you know, the thought could pop into her head, like, oh, sure, this whole thing was to get back at Annalise because of this whatever. But I'm just surprised that she took it that far, even in that moment.
Well, I think the show did a really interesting job with how they made it all sound, too, because when Miller was criticizing Annalise, it made it seem like, oh, well, maybe he did have something to do with it. Maybe he's trying to get in between Annalise and Bonnie, and it's like Bonnie needs Annalise. So it's like for him to not understand that and still try to be in her life and try to propose, in a sense, you know, it's just shocking. I don't understand.
Also, the other thing that made me mad was how the show did Oliver at the end. He was away because he took a phone call for his dad. I was so upset with that reveal. I thought he was going to have a bigger moment in that whole scene, but he was just on the phone.
Yeah. I think they made it easy because it's like, oh, haha. Everyone was like, maybe it could be him, but thankfully it's not. Bonnie even asks, the only reason that this whole Nate thing comes up with Bonnie and Miller is because Annalise and Nate asked her to ask him for his contact at the governor's office, because they're like, maybe that person knows something, or we just need to clear, essentially we need to clear that person's name. But, you know, I'm sure they thought that it was connected. But Michaela, you know, we had seen her promise Nate to help in whatever way she can. So she, of course, on the morning of their wedding, asked Oliver to hack the warden, because she's like, the warden has to know something, you know, whatever. And that's how we get this mysterious phone call that the warden got and then immediately ordered the transfer after getting this phone call from a payphone. We find out it's from a payphone. Mm-hmm. Do we know this woman that Nate had hacked the phone number for him?
No. We know her? Who are you?
Well, I'm like,
did he even go here?
He has so many, like, do you go here? He has so many, like, secret contacts. Like, we got the lady at the lab. We got this. There's always somebody. So I was like, have we seen her before? But I don't think we have. But she's the one who gets the big reveal and says, you know, check your email. And that's how we find the picture of Miller.
Maybe she framed that picture.
Or I'm thinking maybe, because they were saying that the person that was the warden, right, that was working with Miller, the same as the warden, that Miller called the warden to have this done to Nate Sr., is that right?
Yeah.
So then what if the warden was actually just working with the governor and that Miller just had no clue?
Yeah.
But why would Miller be on the phone?
Just to be like, hey, you know, we want Nate Sr. to be okay. Can you make sure everything's good?
That's why he said he called to make sure everything went through and whatever.
And his phone was like, okay, cool. And
he's
like,
he said his phone was dead.
What?
There are a few aspects to this that aren't completely legit. Like, your phone's dead, so you call from a payphone, but Nate is his employee, and Nate did, you know, he went out of his way to get his person at the mental health facility to get a spot sooner. So it's, you know, I can see him doing that, but it's just convenient. It's a lot. That part of it is convenient, you know, that he's waiting for takeout right down the street and his phone's dead. So he uses a payphone to call. Like, that's not typical, but also doesn't make him, to me, it's like fake news. I don't even care. It doesn't even matter to me, because I just think that it obviously wasn't him. Now, whether it almost, it's like it could be a cover up, because it's like, okay, ooh, he made this phone call to me right here, so I'm going to order it right after this, because that is almost like an alibi for, or not an alibi, it's like a getaway reason for someone else. Like, oh, well, this person called me right before, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's so much into it that just kind of doesn't make sense. But when Nate gets this, he obviously goes nuts. And Miller even just comes to the wedding because he is, you know, essentially apologizing to Bonnie and saying, I'm so sorry. You know, I love you.
Yeah.
All the while has a ring in his pocket. Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why he wouldn't still go, even if he didn't, you know, go with Bonnie. Weddings are expensive, you know. It's like, still get your free meal. Like, just go.
Right. Drink. I'll try to get some food.
Find a new boo, like, whatever you need to do. But
I think I have ever been to a wedding since I was, like, 5.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. I'm in one in February.
Oh. Well, yeah. But anyway.
Back to wedding talk. But
yeah, I just, I don't see why he wouldn't go. I just, anyway. Enough about that.
Yeah. Well, because they got into the fight and she said, I don't want you to come with me.
Mm-hmm.
But he shows up trying to apologize. I'm like, oh, this is why you should stay home.
Grab your plate to go.
Yeah. And then he even goes back to his car. Yeah. He goes back to his car, but decides to get out because, you know, he's a man in love.
Yeah.
And that's when Nate sees him.
Or maybe he's going back to his car thinking, like, oh, wait, I need something to convince her. Maybe I'll take this other plan, my plan B, if my words couldn't have helped.
Or propose to
her.
But also, was he going to propose to her at the wedding? That's just selfish.
But yeah. Maybe he's like, he was that desperate. So he's like, she's catching on to me. Maybe I need to propose to make her feel like. But I'm on the other side of I was just playing devil's advocate.
Maybe. you never know. But before he can even get back to Bonnie, Nate sees him and confronts him about the phone. And
Nate shows him the ones and twos.
It was hard to see Nate like that.
It was really hard. And a lot of people in the beginning of chat, when we first started the show, they were like, Nate snapped. And I've never seen him. You know, Nate is always actually like pretty calm, cool, collected. And he literally looked nuts.
Yeah.
He seemed like, I've always seen that in him.
Really?
I knew he had it in him. Yeah.
I mean, not to say that he didn't have it in him, but to me, he looked like, I mean, literally like he had snapped. You know, a lot of people, you know, murderers, I watch a fair amount of Dateline.
Me too, yes.
They'll say, like, they don't even, you know, even when they're like, yes, I did kill that person, but, like, I don't remember it. You see red and you just, you know, go.
Black out.
Yeah. But somehow you end up, like, stabbing someone 27 times.
Sounds like firsthand experience.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I am murder free.
But I'm gonna stay over here.
He definitely, he looked just out of it. And I don't think in that moment, no matter what Miller said, that he would have been able to walk away from the situation.
He was just not, he wasn't all the way there. And he almost pulled a Nate Sr. on Miller. Yeah. You know, it's just, and it just sucked that that happened, but it was like a full circle moment. Like, your dad did this, you're doing this for your dad, and your dad got into this because he went, you know,
nuts.
Someone. Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had, you know, real mental problems, and as far as we know, Nate doesn't. But to see, this interaction is why I think that Miller is actually totally innocent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I touched on this earlier, but just his reaction when Nate shows him the phone. He's like, no, you have it mixed up. Bonnie's wrong. Like, you don't know. It just seemed very genuine to me. And it definitely didn't seem like he was trying to hide something. And then Nate just goes full.
Yeah,
on.
I also didn't like when you could hear Miller screaming no while Nate was like beating.
Well, it was just the punches and the blood. And I literally had to look away on that part.
I did too.
Yeah.
It just made me feel weird, honestly. Yeah. That's the only normally, like, when other, I guess watching someone die, like, it's never going to be good. But in other parts.
At least they didn't show it.
Well, they kind of did, though.
Yeah, they did. For the most part, they did.
Yeah, just, like, the veracity of Nate's punches.
But you didn't see, like, his punch face.
But you saw the splatters of the blood. It was enough for me. It made my stomach turn a little bit.
Me too. Because you can just tell that Nate is going so nuts that he can't stop. And it's like you can hear everything that's happening. Which, of course, is like the point of, you know, the show. But I guess it made me feel weird because to me, you see an innocent person getting beat to death by this person
seemingly
that you love.
Innocent.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
That's what I said. That I think is innocent being beat to almost to death by this man that you know is just so upset but has been like the only character to be like a stand-up guy. But I'll say this. Did Nate beat him to within an inch of his life? Yes. But he did not kill him. Right. I think he could have come back from that. I think someone could have called the ambulance.
But then
Nate would have been in jail or dead.
Sure, for a little bit. Or,
sure.
I don't know. Miller could have forgiven him. But I say that because I'm just happy. And everyone in chat is disagreeing. They're like, welcome to the murder club. I don't count Nate as the person that murdered Miller. I think, Bonnie is the person that murdered him. Could he have died from what Nate did to him? Sure.
Yeah. And that's
but Bonnie yeah. went over and
maybe.
Maybe. But Bonnie went over and straight up like nose, mouth.
And she just held it for so long. Like when you kept seeing the previews leading up to this episode, it just seemed really quick. Like, you know, you didn't know if he was helping him or like she was just putting him out. But that was hard to watch too. I was like, everyone is just sick in this episode. Bonnie, like, I couldn't look at that either. It was just too much.
Yeah. And then like when she walks up to Nate and she's like, what? And he's like, he killed my pops. It was him. He killed my pops. And he's just saying it over and over again. I still didn't think, I mean, I guess I knew that Bonnie was going to go over there and suffocate him because of what we'd seen before. But to me, I was just like, you don't know. Don't kill him.
Part of me was like, maybe I didn't want her to believe Nate, but part of me wanted to think that she was just trying to put him out of his misery. You know, like clearly he's within an inch of his life.
A wounded animal? That's not.
Well, maybe like sometimes she would just be like, you know what? Like we've done this before. Let me just suffocate you really quick and
put you out of your misery.
And we'll just go from there.
You really think that's what she was doing?
Just I was putting hoping him out so of because misery. She loved him. It's like really gonna let this little argument from earlier this afternoon do this. Like she probably just didn't want him bleeding. It was gonna lead up to it. It's gonna be so hard to cover up the steps. Like I think she was trying to cover it up for Nate, but when she was looking at Nate and he was like, he killed my pops, the way she was looking at Nate, I thought she wanted to kill Nate too. Because I think she's fed up with Nate.
She didn't have that look that looked like, I want to kill you. It looked like, I understand.
This has never happened before because I totally disagree with you, Jamie.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I think she suffocated Miller because she agreed with him and thought that he killed Nate's dad.
Yeah, especially when she saw the picture.
Yeah, I think that's both, exactly why she did
but
it.
But part of me wants to believe. Like,
sure. Because she felt duped by him. That's why she had the flashback to that conversation with Annalise where Annalise is like, how do you know he is legit? And it's I almost feel bad for my predictions earlier in the season being like, I don't know, Miller's kind of sketchy because he probably was like the cleanest of them all. But I think
now you want to say just when he dies, you're like, everyone loves everyone once they die.
No, I liked him for a little while, but at the beginning I thought he was sketchy. But I definitely think she suffocated him because she was like, oh, you killed Nate Sr.
Mm-hmm.
Not to put him out of his misery, but that was almost more brutal seeing her cry and like him struggling and obviously she's struggling to keep him down. Like that's a brutal way to go. You know what I mean? And then obviously we see her tell Nate, or we don't, you know, hear what he said last week, but he covers up the snow, takes him, puts him in the car, and Nate just kind of threw him down in the car.
Yeah.
Like, just threw him in the trunk a little bit.
Yeah.
So that was hard to watch. But they go back into the wedding from this, and they're trying to have these... Not trying to have...
Also, speaking of the wedding, this is, like, a huge off-topic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why would Oliver's mom give the baby to a random person?
I think she was drunk.
Not to slap old women, but I just...
Well, it's not random. She gave them to Bonnie. And
but did
she had
know
known...
Bonnie?
No, because remember she said I gave her to the nice blonde lady. Yeah. Maybe she saw her at some other...
But still,
you know,
like,
whatever.
If someone gave my baby to someone that you saw once, I'd be like, we're about to fight right now.
True. But I think she was drunk, and that's why she did. Not saying that's okay, okay. Obviously.
No, she really irritated me. I was so irritated with that.
She was kind of annoying tonight. Yeah. But they're trying to have all these sweet moments, and Oliver sings John Legend to Connor. And it was very sweet, and he has such a beautiful voice. But y'all, yeah. all I could think was, you are not singing the words right.
Right? I was like, only the lyrics.
Yeah. Only a few he sang wrong.
The All of Me.
Yeah.
He was singing it wrong.
He said like a few things wrong.
Yeah.
That's it though.
Or maybe it was like a copyright thing.
Oh, maybe.
Can't say like exactly.
It was nice to hear that's him sing though, because like we've heard him with like News and Gossip in some of his clips, covers that he's done. So I didn't know he was going to sing on the show. That was really sweet.
Yeah, it was. And I loved Connor's reaction during it. It seemed so genuine, like he's just in tears and everyone's loving it. And then you have Bonnie sitting there next to Michaela. And she's poor like, please thing. Just tell me if something's wrong. And Bonnie can just turn it on. Like when she looks up, she's like, nothing's wrong. Even though she's standing there like having a panic attack basically before. So, you know, it's almost weird that they were trying to throw in these sweet moments, but it's not. It's, you know, in true fashion of the show. You know, cut to Connor catching Asher, but whatever. And then
I wonder what's going to happen with that. We'll do that in predictions.
Right? And then in the final scene, we've kind of touched on it, but Annalise getting back to her house, she has to use her spare key because her key is mysteriously missing, Gabriel. And we know why she falls on the floor now, because she saw, Frank told her about the adoption papers. Mm-hmm. She sees the names. And it's just so funny that we're like, oh, who could have died? Annalise, why would she be so upset if it was this random person that died? It has to be someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But Gabriel is in her house.
Dun, 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 dun.
Very menacingly is like, I'm here to check on you.
So her
stepson, was so creepy.
Basically.
Yeah, the guy that you guys like so much is a creeper. Well, he's the creeper.
Honestly, for a second, I was like, oh, he's there to check on her.
What?
But why? No,
did
he
you actually?
No, I thought I was like, he could be. Like, that's legit. But then
just,
it's like.
Just appear in the darkness.
No, but he would have waited outside her house. He wouldn't have taken her keys and then made up this excuse, like, oh, you dropped them. But I don't know. It's a prediction. So.
And then just to go there alone, like, I would have taken a classmate, like, hey, Michaela, come with me, like, to Annalise's house, not just by myself. Like, you guys aren't that close.
And how did he know where she lived?
He probably followed her. Probably waited.
Well, he knows everything. He's been stalking. He's been doing all this other crazy stuff. Oh. So I guess that's how he knows. I want to move into our segments and different stuff like that. Is there anything we missed in the episode that I need to go over before we do? I think we kind of hit everything.
I think we did, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
We did.
Oh, but I finally saw the cake topper fall off.
Yes!
I put it in all caps and lots of stars in my notes so I could remember. So, yay, I finally saw it. I'm so happy. Even though it didn't mean anything, which I'm kind of upset about. Okay, so let's do, before predictions and stuff, let's do some news and gossip.
Okay.
Yay!
AfterBuzz TV News.
Another little theme. Okay, guys, so we're catching up with all the cast members. So what we have first is Miss Annalise Keating, a.k.a. Viola Davis. She has a movie that is out, but it's out officially worldwide, and it's Widows. You've probably seen the trailer. We have that playing as well. And this movie stars Liam Neeson, Elizabeth Debicki, Michelle Rodriguez.
Wait,
and
I did see that.
Yeah, have you seen the movie or did you
no,
see the trailer?
The trailers,
yeah, it's been everywhere. Also, Daniel Kaluuya, who you've seen in Get Out, mm-hmm. which was great, and
love
also
it.
Black Panther. So you see, even Colin Farrell will be in this movie. So I think it'll be a really great action-packed movie.
Oh,
so
yeah, sounds amazing.
It's out officially worldwide tomorrow, so go ahead and check it out.
It actually comes out tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Well, they told us the 16th. Oh, well, Eastern time. So then, are you saying
maybe like
and then
select 7
p.m.
cities?
So, well, forget about it.
They told us tomorrow worldwide, so we're gonna go with that technically. But also, speaking of Viola, so she had a recent article with Out magazine. Go shout out to Out, and it's all about what it inspired her for her character's pansexuality. We know that Annalise is known for liking girls, guys, younger gentleman.
Possibly.
She likes them all, okay? And so there was actually a trans activist who inspired this. So in the next article picture that we have, she says that Jazz Jennings inspired her. She had an interview with Pride Source, and she says she recalled seeing Jazz Jennings in an episode of I Am Jazz. And they were talking about who they see themselves with in the future, and they're like, you know what? I'm open. I'm open to a boy. I'm open to a girl. So when they started talking about that, Annalise, or Viola, said that's what she wanted for her character. She said, since Annalise is so damaged and so traumatized, what if she just said that she's open to just love? And she says, we can explore that more. So I think that's great that she kind of chose that for Annalise's quirks. Yeah. So last but not least, Gabriel Bay. He will always be Bay.
Oh, yeah.
I know that
he's a creeper in this show and in this episode, but he's also a good person. Rome Flynn was recently this weekend. He went to his old high school where he donated $5,000 to his high school to all the basketball programs. So you've seen him in the show where he's playing basketball. And now he's giving back. So you go, Rome. He's just a great guy.
Good-looking,
good person, all around good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Before we do Keating's Best, I want to just read a few things from... Nope, I'm going to wait to read those before predictions.
Okay.
Okay, so you're done with news and
gossip? Yeah, I'm done.
News and gossip, done. Back to me, CJ. I'm here to tell you about Keating's Best, which is our awesome segment brought to you by... Oh, listen to that. Da-da-da-da-da. Brought to you by yours truly, CJ. So, Keating's Best...
Just him. He's the only one. Okay. No,
Keating's Best is when we choose the MVP of today's episode, who we think did the best all around out of Keating's crew.
Look at me first.
Mine is going to be Bonnie, just because her overall tenacity just to kind of get through everything that she's gone through this entire season is very admirable. She's gone through a lot this entire episode, and she keeps pushing. So she is my Keating's Best, and I have predictions about Bonnie as well.
I agree with that. I was going to say Bonnie as well because she's gone through so much, and she's still, like, sticking it through. She's a great person.
Yeah. The chat agrees.
Yeah. Keating's Best for me, shock, Bonnie, because she...
Actually, I want to change mine now.
Because she did it for Nate, and Nate is my love. She clearly was distraught about it, and I think was having second thoughts, but, you know, like, got it done. And honestly, just because I feel so awful for her, BlackMagic99 said at some point in the chat that she has the possibly the most tragic storyline of anyone on the show, especially at this point. And a lot of people in chat saying, like, maybe he was her one true love, which is just awful. But with that being said, let's get into some predictions.
Let us know in the comments below who you think is your Keating's Best.
Yes.
Back to you.
Love to know.
Back to you, April.
Thank you. Okay, so let's do some predictions. Obviously, tonight, mid-season finale.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Oh, my gosh. So afraid.
So we will have a couple of months until we're back, but I just wanted to read a few things from chat. Oh, I'm trying to find one. Lunati, this is not a prediction whatsoever, but they made a really funny comment, something about, like, beat him just like his daddy. It's a song quote. I was like, talking about Nate beating up Miller.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just like his daddy. A lot of people in chat they feel the same way that we do. Definitely she killed him because she thought he murdered Nate Sr. It's a lot like Rebecca. Like, her mode of murder is suffocation, which is so brutal.
Yeah.
Bonnie. But I mean, that's how she's done everything. Robbie M says Bonnie kills everybody, though. I love it. Lucretia Camille Williams, Bonnie just reacted to what she knows best, getting rid of the witness. That's true. Could have just been that. She's a pro. Sure. Yeah. Let's see. There were some other good ones I'm trying to read through before we get there. A lot of people asked me, how did Gabe know where Annalise lived? I'm sure he just, like, knew. Fina Juliana says Gabriel got it from Asher like Connor did. They're buddies, apparently. LOL. Everybody's buddies with Asher in some way, shape, or form. Lucretia also says my Keating Best has to be Frank for taking that strong pimp hand slap.
Ooh,
from
yes. AK. Oh, he's a good one.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so what are your predictions for the rest of the show, Jamie?
Okay, I'll start. Also, let's just keep in mind, guys, remember, these are predictions. I could say Annalise is going to turn yellow. That's my prediction.
Predictions,
so just
yes.
remember that, okay?
Not facts, prediction.
Yes, but I think that Gabriel, he may not be a bad person. I'm hoping not, because I think I think that he could have a lot more potential in the next upcoming seasons, some way, somehow. Do I think he's going to hurt somebody? No. Also, with Bonnie, I think Bonnie's going to go off on everybody, because if she finds out that Miller really had nothing to do with it, I think she's going to turn her back on Annalise, which would be really scary, because she knows all of Annalise's deepest, darkest secrets, or something's going to happen with Nate. I don't know. But, you know, I see it going bad, because Bonnie's just been through too much. So,
yeah. That's what you think?
So I think that, one, Miller is innocent. Two, Nate is going to find out that he's innocent and going to have, like, a dilemma where whether or not he should tell Bonnie. Mm-hmm. And Bonnie is somehow will find out, and it'll be devastating for her.
Yeah.
Also, have we found out about Bonnie's son yet? Did we?
Well, her sister said she buried him.
But did we find out if that was true?
I mean, technically, no, but I think they're having us assume.
Okay,
that
so
is
my
true.
Prediction is something else is going to come out about that, because I don't think that her son is dead.
Gosh, she can't take any.
And then another prediction, what's his name? Rome or whoever.
Gabriel. Like you forgot. Sure.
Gabriel, he is going to attack Annalise. Someone's going to walk in, stop him, and everything's going to get, like, out in the open.
Maybe Frank will, because he's always tracking him.
No, I feel like it'll be one of the little kids.
Which, I was also, sorry, just really quick, I don't know what happened with Laurel's mom, because we thought that she was alive as well.
Yeah,
just
where
all
is
these
she?
People, and I wanted more, I you know, with Bonnie's sister and her son, so.
Yeah.
Next
part of 4B, 5B.
There's a lot of stories that are just like.
But I wanted it now.
I know. I for sure think that Miller is innocent. Even as I say that, I'm like, they want us to think he's innocent. Mm-hmm. But I do think he's innocent. And I think Nate is definitely going to find out. And it's going to cause him to have a full breakdown. We know Bonnie can kind of take killing someone. Obviously, this is a much different scenario, because she genuinely. It seems like she genuinely loved Miller, and he, you know, back at her. But I think it's going to go down in a lot of bad ways, because it has the sprinklings of everything getting blamed on Annalise again, because ultimately it all happened because of the tiff with the governor. But it's not like ultimately it's not. It is, you know, what it is. It's whoever the person ordered the kill. But I think it's going to make Nate just go absolutely ballistic, because he is not a person that's just going to take him murdering someone very well.
Right.
I definitely think Gabriel there is. I don't think he's like full on just like back to here to murder people, but he's. I think he's there to probably ruin them in some sort of way. Because you're right. You don't just break into someone's house, even if you're there to check on them. You wait outside their door until they show up. You don't go inside their house and start looking for stuff. That just doesn't make any sort of sense. And I don't know. As far as, like, how, you know, I think it's going to be found out that, because Frank took the birth certificate. That didn't look like a copy. That looks like the one that he took from Gabriel's box. So I think Gabriel is going to find out, obviously, that someone's been spying on him. I don't think he'll know that it's Frank at first anyway. But I think that's going to make him maybe go a little more crazy than he may already be.
Mm-hmm.
I do hope it's clarified whether Annalise fully knew, Sam fully knew. Obviously, Annalise knew, because she sees the paper and knows who it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just curious. They didn't mention anything else about the adoption. So the adoption papers.
Yeah, we
don't
know what's going on with that.
And I don't even have a prediction for that, because I don't know.
Great prediction.
I know, right? Well, that wraps up our mid-season finale review. Y'all,
you're going to miss our faces.
I know. thank y'all so much for joining us so far. I already can't wait to be back for the second half of the season. Please let us know what y'all thought in chat. We love interacting with y'all on Twitter, Instagram, yes, everything. Remember to give us 5 stars, rate us on iTunes, everywhere you possibly can. In the meantime, I'm April Wissenhant, and y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
Hey guys, Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on IG at Jamie Gray.
What's up, guys? CJ Walker. You can find me everywhere with ICJ Walker. I post the best stories on Instagram. Watch that. You can even ask Niles to react because he likes all my Instagram pictures.
Oh, shout out to Niles React with a P1, yes, a signed copy of a script, by yes, the way. So y'all, awesome.
Niles is
check
the
it
man.
Out.
He's a man. Yeah, also, but amazing. You know where else they can find me? On YouTube, because I'm a YouTuber.
Y'all can find all of us at AfterBuzz TV. Watch all the different after shows. There's so many. Something for everyone. And in the meantime, I guess we'll see y'all in a few months.
See ya.
Deuces.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.